from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Mulligan Hall, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. We've got Coach Wanstedt with us. So much to talk about. It is the opening week of the season in the NFL. Talked a little about some of the Bears' defense and what they got to get done. What about the offense, Dave? When you look at Caleb Williams and his debut, what do you anticipate? What has to happen? How good does he have to be? Or is this a case of, just move the chains and then find special when you need to, right?
Yeah, right. I think so. I don't think he needs to do anything over the top. I think when situations present themselves before the half, maybe a turnover or they get great field position, end of the game, you know, those are the situations that we have to be, that he's got to make some plays. You know, he's got to make a few plays to take advantage of the field position. If we're behind, if it's tie, he's got to make some plays to put us in position to win. That, I think, is what has been missing here. And you know, does he have to throw for 400 yards and 4 touchdowns? No, not one bit. I mean, we got enough skill. Just get the ball out quick and make good decisions. And when the 2 or 3 of those opportunities present themselves, take advantage of them.
How much significance do you place on him being named a captain? Because he's the first rookie captain as a quarterback in Bears history.
Yeah, that 8 captains. Wow. You can only have 6 go out for the coin toss. So that means every week, 2 of these guys are sitting on the bench for the
stretching.
Yeah, it's a lot. I've never heard of 8, but hey, you know what? That's the way that they counted up the votes, or the votes came in. So that's great. You know, that's.
I'm glad you differentiated from counting up the votes versus the votes coming in.
Yeah. Well, you know. I've been on.
Have you ever fixed an election, a captain's election?
Absolutely, I have.
Care to share?
No.
Was it a quarterback who was it a captain?
No, it was not a quarterback who was a captain. Okay. No, it was another player.
But you have kind of.
It's been close, you know, and I said, hey, he's got, you know, he was hurt. He missed a couple of days, but he's a leader.
Were you in Chicago when you rigged the election?
No, I won't. Okay. We're leaving it at that. But I'll tell you what, we're talking about here, and I don't want to jump ships. You know, the big article in the Pittsburgh paper today is that they've got a special package for Justin Fields.
Yeah.
So, you know, I mean, interesting week around the league. So, Caleb, we know what he has to do, but I just throw that out there as a little food for thought for our listeners of our past quarterback. Yep.
I'm curious, when you think about a rookie quarterback, you know, you always hear people say that with the progression of an offense, I know it's different with a guy that was basically named the starter before he was drafted, but the idea being that as you learn an offense, it's not necessarily linear. In other words, you don't necessarily get better in week 4 by playing week 1 and week 2. Sometimes by week 3, you're no longer recall what you were doing in week 1, and sometimes it's almost like you just jump levels as opposed to climbing steps. Is that your experience with young players?
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know, every week, offensively and defensively, you're making adjustments. You're trying to put another layer on it, as we say, take it up another level to stay one step ahead of the defense or to stay one step ahead of the offense. So, you know, I think how they, you know, you got your foundational stuff. Okay, this is what we are. This is what we practice the most. And once they feel real comfortable that Caleb has that, I'm sure they do now, and he goes out and he executes at full speed, he'll be ready. There's no question about this guy's mental maturity, mental football maturity as far as handling more stuff. The one thing that I want to see this week, and I don't know if this is going to be a good barometer or not, Tennessee Titans, but the speed of the game. From what I remember with rookies at all positions, particularly quarterbacks, particularly I'll go back as far as Dallas, my first year in the NFL, Troy Aikman being a rookie. The speed of the game from OTAs to preseason to when it's for real, there it is different. And that's what I'll be curious to see on Sunday.
If I say to you that this is the season where I want to see, and I think the Bears need to see, Matt Eberflus be more impactful on Sunday, what goes through your mind and how can he do that?
Boy, defensively, I don't know what the guy could do. I mean, you know, I thought it was fantastic last year. I think that they'll probably be more aggressive in the passing game. And that may not be what Flus wants, but you know, all offensive coordinators always, you know, want the, you know, Shane Waldron's going to want to throw the ball a little bit more probably than deep down Flus would like to.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that this is how he could impact the game is give the kid a chance to. And but you know, that's such a fine line. You want to give him a chance, and everyone says turn him loose. Well, you turn him loose, and bad things can happen for a rookie quarterback in most cases. So you got to, there's a fine line there, but I do think that we'll be more aggressive on offense. And obviously, Flus isn't calling the plays, but they're not going to call any plays unless he approves them. That's the way I think it should be run, and I'm sure that's the way he does run it.
Yeah, I just think that, you know, we haven't really seen much of Swift. We haven't seen them incorporate much of the running game.
That's big.
Into what they're doing. We've seen Justin Fields successful on the move a bit. I wonder if Tennessee wants to keep him in the pocket. I'm just curious as to how you see the game unfolding.
Yeah, you know, that you hit on one thing right there, that if there was one thing that would make me a little bit nervous, it is probably that I can't say, okay, we know that Caleb can make some plays on the outside. We know that that the young defensive linemen have made plays, and our secondary is right where we want him right now. Is our run game really where we want it right now?
How do you know?
We haven't done it enough. That's what makes me a little bit nervous, guys. Mm-hmm. You know, because everyone says, well, why? We don't need it. Well, let me tell you something. If the Bears got a 5-point lead, you know, in the 4 minutes to go in the game, you want to be able to run the ball and close the game out. And I lived this thing at Miami. Dan Marino, at the end of the year, how many times have they had a lead going back, for our older listeners, and the Dolphins refused and couldn't run it, and they would give a lesser team the football, and they throw a ball up in the end zone, and you get beat, and they should have never gotten beat. That's where the run game, the balance, yes, but to me, the run game is most important, particularly with a young quarterback, when you're trying to close a game out or keep the ball away from the other team before the half. Situations like that, it's invaluable. And, you know, I don't know. I assume it'll be good because we were, the last 2 years, you know, we were one of the best in the NFL running the ball. How much of that we're going to do and will that carry over? I don't know.
The Bears going 0-4 last year to start the season raise questions about how prepared they will be for this year. Little things like missed tackles, like pre-snap penalties, those are going to tell us, I think they're going to make us conclude how ready or not the Bears are for this season. As a coaching staff, does that worry you the most, these things in terms of preparation? How can they avoid falling into those traps and being a team that misses tackles and commits those silly penalties?
Well, you know what? you look back at the preseason and you look back at what you're working at and what you do in the preseason more times than not. I used to always tell my coaches, guys, we cannot stick our head in the sand. You know, we haven't run the ball for anything in the preseason. You think it's going to happen on next Sunday when we start the season? It doesn't. It doesn't just happen. So my point is, David, the Bears have been very good with their tackling. You know, I didn't see anything defensively that would tell me, oh, boy, that's a concern. You know, the pass rush, we're probably going to have to bring a little more pressure than we want. This will be a good week to do that because we'll match up well with the receivers. So, you know, the only thing would be is the just lining up and knocking people off the ball and running the football with Swift and company. Because you're right, Molly made the point, we haven't seen our man Swift much at all, DeAndre Swift, and we know what he's done in the past, but that has been missing.
Dave, what, if anything, will be different in the regular season about the kickoff game that we never saw for whatever reason in the preseason? Are people sitting on anything? Is there something different?
You know what? Or
is that overhyped?
You guys know what I said 3 weeks ago. When it becomes for real, everybody wanted to take a look at it in the preseason.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now that it's for real, I'm going to mimic. I was reading an article yesterday. Bill Belichick, they asked him that. They said, what would you do with the new rule? He laughed. He says, I'm kicking it out of the end zone every time. Every time.
Right.
He says, let's go play defense. Let's go. So that's that. And I said that 2 weeks ago, the exact same thing, that why take a chance?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
Dumb question, but does every team have a kicker capable of doing that every single time?
I don't know.
Do the Bears? Is Santos that guy? If not, do you have a guy who's a specialist? I think that is the smartest way to approach it.
Right.
But you've got to have a guy that creates that certainty every single kickoff.
Yes.
With a strong enough leg.
You do. And the wind's a factor when you're playing outside and all that. But I think you're going to see that the majority of the time. Let's just leave it at that. You know, the other thing that don't underestimate our punting game with Taylor, right? With Torrey Taylor. I mean, this kid has been phenomenal.
Special.
In college, in practice when I was up there, and then we saw it in the preseason games. I mean, you talk about winning games for you. You know, and that's why everybody calls the special teams the hidden yardage, is because nobody talks about it. This kid has a chance to make as much of an impact on wins and losses as anybody on this team, in my opinion. When it's said, done. Nobody will want to talk about it because he's a punter. But I'm telling you, keep an eye on this guy. This guy's going to win games.
No one wants to talk about it because the offense is the story. But the reality is the field position game is where you find your hidden yardage, and that could be unbelievable.
It's a consistent point. It's a good point. If you are going to be a team that is led by your defense, as the Bears still are, it's going to be the strength of their team, the punter matters. It's going to matter a lot.
Yeah, the opening game. I mean, you know, it's fourth and three or fourth and two at the 50. Flew's going to punt that ball down there and let's play defense. You know, why take a chance of going for it? Even though analytics is screaming, it's a 60% chance of making it.
Say that again, because this is one thing we talk about, the coaches having an impact on Sundays. Matt Eberflus has got to be consistent with this fourth down approach. I do think he's going to be more inclined to punt than go for it because he's got a punter who's a weapon, and that's going to drive people crazy.
Yeah, that's okay because the punter's going to do a great job. And do we have a defense? When you do that, as a head coach, you're saying, okay, we're going to punt the ball down there. They're going to start at the 10-yard line. Now, can we go in and stop them, or is this just a pipe dream? Are our odds better with our offense?
It's a great point, though.
And I think
first, fourth, and three that they punt.
Can Torrey Taylor punt off? Can you come up with some method there you go. Why not? He can do it. All right, Dave, we got to get to the college game because we want to save some time for that. Your number one takeaway or your biggest takeaway from the opening of the college season now with 12 teams headed into a playoff?
Notre Dame may not lose another game.
Wow.
Yep.
Don't tell David.
I said a similar thing this morning. Yeah.
But you said that they have to take every game seriously and they can't have that attitude and you kind of backed off.
It's a schedule conducive to doing what
correct.
You just said.
And
that's why you're saying it.
That's why I'm saying it. Yeah. And the other reason, the quarterback that they have, Riley Leonard, who transferred from Duke, this kid going, if he stays healthy last year, he was listed as a first, second, or third round pick in the NFL draft. Did he play like that? No.
Not accurate.
But let me tell you,
strong and
he's kid's
to
gonna
run.
He's gonna get better. He's gonna get better, and he'll be playing his best football as they get on the stretch. In my opinion, when they really have to have that was a tough game.
That's exciting.
He's coming back off an injury. He's playing on the road. He's playing against his former coach.
He's with an offensive line that had six collected starts,
and they were good.
And they
won that game.
Well, they finally started running late. They didn't run early.
Yep. And you know the other team too, and everyone we know Ohio State is going to be knocking. I wasn't overly impressed with Oregon. You know, everybody said the team that. It's going to be real interesting to me because Michigan played Fresno State. Fresno State, right?
Yeah.
Fresno State was 9-4 last year for our listeners. All the Michigan people were bent out of shape. But it just looked like a ball game. Fresno State beat Purdue in the opener last year.
Good football team.
The 2 weeks later, they shut out Arizona State. So this Fresno State is a team that, no, they're not in the, Pac-12 or the Big 12 or any of those conferences, but they every year in and year out they get talent, and that was a good win for Michigan with as many players as they lost, drafted
defense.
New head coach, new quarterback, new coordinators. That was a
good win.
That was a good win for them.
It's a good debate who was the most disappointing team this weekend, Florida State or Clemson, but there is no debate that the game has passed Dabo Swinney by. Mm. Why he continues to cling to this idea that they can win a national championship or compete for one without going into the transfer portal is going to get him fired if he's not careful. That team continues to go, and he's stuck in the past. How does he get away with that, Dave? And do you expect that to change?
It has to change. It has to change. I remember the first year Notre Dame did not do anything at quarterback, and we all thought that their quarterback was just an okay guy. He was a good player.
Right.
And what did they do? They went out the next year, and they jumped right into the portal with both feet. I mean, think about this. There's only four teams over the last two years, big-time football I'm talking about, okay, the Power Five, that have not had a transfer portal player. Army, Navy, Air Force, and Clemson.
Wow.
I mean, think about that.
And service academies.
And there's right now, the studies say that 32%, guys, that's one out of every three players on your team starting are portal players. One out of three. And Clemson's got none. It makes no sense. Makes no sense.
Yeah, I got to tell you, one of my takeaways from the weekend, obviously the ACC, seeing what happened with those two teams was kind of a shocker. Just Florida State now has lost two games. They're out. They still have teams they got to play. You know what I'm saying? They've started. They've kind of blown their chances. I'm surprised at Clemson, but I think that when I was looking at Florida, my God.
Yeah.
I mean, and frankly, the SEC, like the whole LSU thing, I was Brian Kelly angry?
You ever pound the lectern, Dave?
I mean, what was that?
I don't think so.
Or was he pretending to be angry? It's so weird.
Molly thinks that was performative. What do you think?
Oh, I think there's a big part of Brian Kelly that was performative, 100%. You know? But, hey, I mean, they did some dumb things to lose that game.
They did. That's a dumb football team.
You know, so I don't know what – I don't know. I didn't, you know.
If only they had someone who was, like, in charge of all that. Oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
If only they paid their coach to – oh, wait a second.
Yeah, $11 million.
You know, another team in the Big Ten that I've got to mention.
Yes.
Iowa. Okay?
Yeah.
No, wait a second. And I am so happy for Cade McNamara, their quarterback. We all remember the story when he was a starter and took him to the playoff, college, won the Big Ten as a starter at Michigan. And then
J.J. McCarthy replaced him.
J.J. McCarthy replaces him. And he goes to Iowa. And he blows his knee out last year before the season starts.
Yeah.
Non-contact injury. And then he comes back and he looked good. And, you know, Tim Lester, new offensive coordinator, because you know they're going to play great defense. You know that's going to happen. So if they got a little bit of offense and Cade McNamara plays pretty good, Iowa could be a dark horse in this.
But they beat the Mark Rhodes. No offense.
I'm not worried. I'm just looking at the Mark Grody's.
He's a Hall of Famer.
Everybody beat the Mark Grody's this past weekend. Come on. Except LSU.
Hey, Northwestern beat a good Miami of Ohio team.
Northwestern, that was a heck of a win at the end. And, you know, that's, as David Braun said, that is a confidence builder.
Yeah.
That was a great win for
love
them.
Love that stadium, too.
Do you?
I do.
Come on.
I'm telling you.
Why?
Give me because one it's reason. Right on the lakefront.
Oh,
where else
are
you going to be able to watch a football game and see a sailboat?
Are you going to a football game or are you going to the beach?
The Regatta. Dave, I love the setting. Jeez. Why didn't they put the permanent stadium there? It's perfect.
Oh, yeah, I'd hate for one of my players to say that. What do you think of the stadium? Was on the lake?
I saw the sailboats, Coach.
Yeah,
it was so cool. They did a great job with it. The scoreboard, everything.
No, they did a great job of it. Absolutely. No, that was a great win for them. It really was. Good start.
Coach, great seeing you. Thank you so much. Can't wait
for
the start of the season. You're feeling good about this one? Are we hesitant?
I do. No, I feel real good about this one. Absolutely.
Excellent. All right, that is Coach Wannstedt.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.